Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets retreated after a choppy session to open the week. Growth stocks under pressure following some downbeat activity data in China. Dow inched 27 points, or 0.1% higher. McDonald's Corp lost 0.4%. That was after announcing plans to exit Russia. That would see the fast food giant book a charge of $1.2 to $1.4 billion. Consumer discretionary down 2.1%, led 7 of the 11 primary sectors lower overnight. Broader S&P 500 eased 0.3%, evaporating earlier gains in the final hour of trading. The energy sector, however, was up 2.6%, touched its highest intraday level since 2014. Occidental Petroleum up 5.7%, Marathon Oil Corp up 3.6%. Eli Lilly & Co. rose 2.7% after its drug to treat type 2 diabetes was approved by the FDA. United Airlines Holdings rose over 2.5% in the extended session after the carrier issued an update on its second quarter outlook, noting in a securities filing that the demand environment has continued to improve, resulting in a higher unit revenue outlook for the second quarter of this year. NASDAQ lost 1.2%, now sits 27% below its record close set back on the 19th of November 2021. Twitter was down over 8%. That was after Bloomberg reported that Elon Musk set a deal to buy the social media company at a lower price than his previously agreed $44 billion was not out of the question. Tesla lost 5.9%. Small capitalization Russell 2000 index down 0.5%. On the M&A front, Spirit Airlines was up over 13%. That was after JetBlue Airways Corp said it launched a fully financed tender offer to buy all of Spirit's outstanding shares for $30 per share. That represents a near 77% premium to last Friday's closing price. Berkshire Hathaway sold its positions in Bristol Myers Squibb and AbbVie in the first quarter. That's according to a filing released after the market closed. Company also reduced its holding in Verizon Communications. However, Warren Buffett's investment vehicle increased its stakes in energy heavyweights Occidental Petroleum and Chevron Corp. The US corporate earnings front, retail giants Home Depot and Walmart post first quarter results tonight, along with Chinese online retailer JD.com, Caterpillar and Moderna host Investor Days. On the US economic data front, New York Empire State Manufacturing Index tumbled 36.2 points to a reading of minus 11.6 in May. That was well below economists' forecast for a more modest decline to 16.5. European bourses were mixed, struggled for direction overnight. Gains for the basic resources sector up 1.6% were offset by declines for the technology sector down 1.4%. That left the pan-European Stock 600 index just 0.04% higher. Germany's DAX down 0.5%, France's CAC losing 0.2%. Renault dipping 0.04%. The latest company to announce it has agreed to sell its business in Russia and its near 68% stake in Russian automaker Avtovaz. Separately, the automaker confirmed its financial outlook for 2022. London's FTSE rose 0.6%, underpinned by a solid showing from the major miners. Rio Tinto up 0.4%, Anglo American up 1.3%, and Glencore up 3.4%. Ryanair slipped 0.2%. That was despite reporting its full-year net loss narrowed more than expected and saying it expects to return to profitability in fiscal 2023. Base metals were firmer with the exception of nickel overnight, and that was despite that soft Chinese data that I referenced. Copper up about 1% to be trading just over $4.15 a pound. Nickel was down 2% to $26,695 per tonne. Aluminium added 1.2% to $2,822 per tonne. Traders continuing to eye inventories on the London Metal Exchange, which are at their lowest in 17 years amid the record high power prices we're seeing in Europe. Mentioned that data from China's National Bureau of Statistics yesterday. Official activity data for April showed the economic slowdown continued amid the prolonged disruption to production and mobility caused by stringent COVID protocols. Industrial production down 2.9% from a year early in April. That's the lowest since China's industrial production dropped almost 26% back in February 2020. Retail sales were down 11.1%. That was larger than the 6% drop expected by economists, and fixed asset investment down 6.8%. In January-April period. Also, I thought a stark measure of how those lockdowns have impacted China. Vehicle sales data showed that there were no cars sold in Shanghai throughout the entire month amid those strict lockdowns. That compared with 26,311 vehicles sold a year ago. Benchmark spot iron ore added $1.25 or 1% to $128.60 a metric tonne. Gold futures added $5.80 to $1,814 an ounce. Oil prices erased earlier session declines to settle with solid gains, while gasoline futures pushed further into record territory. WTI gained $3.71 or 3.4% to $114.20 a barrel. Brent up $2.69 or 2.4% to $114.24 a barrel. Shanghai allowed supermarkets, malls and restaurants to reopen in a limited capacity yesterday. 10-year Treasury yields on US bond markets fell 5.5 basis points to 2.88%. Two-year note yield lost 3 basis points to 2.57%. Aussie dollar firm are buying about 69.7 US cents. Notable release on the Australian economic calendar today is the release of the Reserve Bank's meeting minutes from their May monetary policy meeting.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.